The tank is full, and we're moving through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
Have you ever heard of the Casa Malpiez ruins?
Yeah, Dad and I've been there. Up in the, up above, like, up by Xolo, Nutrioso, up that
Springerville.
Way. Springerville, yeah.
Home to the Mongolian tribe and a National Historic Landmark, Sanagua, Anasazi, and Hohokam tribes were primary inhabitants from 1100 to 1400 A.D. There's a 16-acre Pueblo complex that you can go visit.
It's fascinating, Romy, to think about the number of people that place supported. When you stand there and look out, and they have a really cool, you know, headset you can drive through and hear the story.
And another testament to the strength of masonry.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Stuff. So I had to call because I was looking at this. I'm like, this is Indian ruins, but of Spanish name. What's the disconnect? And when I called, Beth answered the phone at the phone number they had listed on the website. And she said, yes, it was. That means House of the Badlands in Spanish, and they couldn't get anything to farm there, so the Spanish had sheep herders there in the 1800s, and that's where its name had come from.
Got it.
Also going on today is at Marvell and Masonry. We'll talk at the end of this hour with our Rosie on the House promotion team, who's on site today. If you've got a landscape hardscape project, the reopening of their new showroom on Country Club in Mesa is going on today, and they've got a lot of promotional deals, including zero interest, same as cash financing. So more details on that. If you've got a landscape or outdoor dreamscape you've been wanting to create, now's a great weekend for inspiration, ideas, and getting started on your blueprints.
That is one I would love to be at. I just love that. The whole setup out there, you can get to learn things, see things, hands-on, how hard is it, what are the products I need. It's a great, great event if you've got something planned. So this morning, we're visiting with inventor Sherry Hammond, the inventor of the StoreItCaddy.com and Go Hang It. And Sherry's been telling us a story about how she worked with her father to develop these products. And Sherry, I just want you to kind of help me with letting our listeners know about just the invention process. It really is pretty fascinating. I mean, you're walking through that room and there's people just full of high hopes, you know, and some people have done all their research and they're already market ready and everything, and then it's all the way back to somebody with maybe a prototype, even a 3D mock-up of something. And then, you know, so when you come to that, you have to have what? A patent pending is one thing you should have, right? At least patent pending.
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to patent your products? Is that like a year process, or does it?
Oh, it's an ongoing process.
Okay.
So we have filed design patents for both of our products that we currently are working on, mm-hmm. and we've also filed for provisional patents, which gets your foot in the door so you can go ahead and file your industrial patent, you know, the way it functions and everything.
Yeah, so that way it protects you from somebody from walking through there and picking up your idea, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you should have at least a working prototype when you come. So a lot of people have just made, I mean, there's some really rough examples, and then there's some really polished things. And one of the cool things, I think, though, is that, so the whole event is sponsored by the United Inventors Association of the United States. And so they have a panel and several panels, and I understand you got to present your product to the panel. What kind of things did you learn that were helpful?
Well, I learned that, you know, sitting in, I was incredibly nervous because I actually pitched to Home Depot, the Home Depot panel.
Wow, that is nerve-wracking.
Yes, it was. And, you know, but I got through it and you know, their eyes lit up when they saw how it worked. And you know, they asked questions and about, you know, how is it that you're so far along? And I just told them, I said, well, this is not our first rodeo. We've done this before. We have great relationships with manufacturers and industrial designers and everything, which helped us get to show the public a prototype that was, you know, almost ready to go.
That's really cool. You know, you're really a rarity because only 12% of the patents are under women. So it's kind of a men's industry, seems like. Though women are the ones often, especially in this you know, in some of the categories at the hardware show are the ones who do that, you know, who would know how things work and how they need to work and what the needs are. So that was really cool that you got this, that you're this far. I just wish you the best. Why don't you give out those two websites again in case somebody wants to check them out? Romy, my son, is over here looking up the caddy because he's like, totally organized in everything he does. So he's really he's clicked through every picture on your website so far in every video. He's got plans, big plans, I can tell. So what are those
Perfect.
Websites?
They are storeitcaddy.com. That's store it and then caddy, caddy.com. Mm-hmm. And then the picture hanging tool is Go Hang It at gohangit.com.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good luck to you.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
The National Hardware Show. Glad you got to go. I didn't have time to make it this time, and always a great time at the Vegas Convention Center. They pack indoor, outdoor, wall to wall, and like you said, a lot of things. You come away and you're like, "Did we really need that?"
Yeah.
But this cabinet caddy is Mother's Day gift.
Ah, well, I think. You know, we have a lot of good content to cover coming up because it's there was a lot of smart house information, had some real kind of revelations about that, and the tiny house movement's kind of going strong. So I wanted to see how that applies to Arizona. So we'll have some future, you know.
A lot of great content for our content open forum hour, mm-hmm. 9 o'clock hour coming up a little later and through the rest of the month. We have another guest on the line right now. I want to get to Tucson because they have the South Pacific Railroad Depot. There was an article yesterday in Tucson.com, the Daily Star's website, Tucson in the 1930s, and actually had a picture of the depot from the 30s. It's been restored. And they've got an event today. Train Day at the Depot. We've got the director, Ken Carls, on the line to tell us about it, a follow-up to our train conversation we have with Dr. Dean a couple weeks ago, has had huge amount of inquiries, and we thought, well, this is happening now. Let's bring Ken on the line to tell us about Train Day at the Depot. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. You mentioned the depot. I just checked in the Amtrak train. The sunset, it just came in at 7:15. We'll be out at 8:30 this morning, heading east to New Orleans, and as well as splitting up at San Antonio in Chicago. Our day today is going to be fun-filled as far as starting about 10 o'clock this morning. This is down at next to the Amtrak station, and we're celebrating Train Day. Train Day, just to let you know, was created in 2008. It's sort of a way to promote by Amtrak market rail travel throughout the United States. And so today, as far as we'll have a fun choo-choo, the trains that children can get on and just got a little tractor pull going around the complex, Operation Lifesaver. They can get in on the locomotive 1673, which was featured in the movie Oklahoma back in 1954. The movie was filmed in Elgin, Arizona. And also, as they look out trackside, you'll see mile-long Union Pacific freight trains going along the sunset route. Along with that, inside the museum, there's a garden-scale railroad. Also, we'll have different gauge scales of railroads outside. There will be also in music, as far as the band, the bluegrass band, Crafts, Operation Lifesaver, and a diesel simulator that the kids can get on and run a diesel engine. And this is just going on from today, 10 to 2. And the museum is a nonprofit organization. As far as the division of Old Pueblo Trolley, was opened up our doors in 2005, March 20th. March 20th, and usually the third Saturday in March, is an important day because it's a commemoration of the arrival of the railroad from California to Tucson, March 20th, 1880.
That's
some of it. Go ahead.
I was saying it's Train Day at the Depot. It's located at 414 North Toole Avenue in Tucson. You can go to TucsonHistoricDepot.org. It's the Southern Arizona Transportation Museum. And the festivities start at 10 and go to 2. If you've got an interest in trains, there's a great opportunity for you to get out and see the local transit.
Exactly. And just to kind of also let our listeners know, All Aboard Arizona is a statewide organization, nonprofit, that's mission is to promote intercity and commuter rail passenger service so that someday we'll have commuter rail between not only Pima County going up to Pinal County, up to Maricopa County, but also daily service on the Sunset. That is the train going along I-10 in terms of Amtrak. And then, of course, in also Phoenix itself does not have Amtrak going in. It goes only up to Maricopa. So that's All Aboard Arizona. I just want to mention that to you folks. And when you get a chance, come on down. The Amtrak is sort of, as far as the station, is not just a ticket station. It's almost an art museum there. And there's a collection of Maynard Dixon paintings that adorn the wall, as well as the, as far as pictures, paintings, and important papers that were a turning point to the city.
TucsonHistoricDepot.org. Ken Corrales, thanks for spending time informing our listeners about it. And that is something I found stumbled upon when we were doing our train research, was at allaboardarizona.org. And the interesting thing there was the talk about a transit between Phoenix and Tucson.
I would ride that in a heartbeat. Oh, I hate driving next to those big trucks.
I do too. I-10, even with the three lanes, it's
hair-raising.
Obnoxious.
I know.
And you get somebody all the way in the third lane that rides side by side with somebody in the second lane, that rides side by side with somebody in the third lane, won't let anybody pass.
And it's really a beautiful ride. You could just sit and enjoy it
and get something done.
Oh, that too.
Yeah, that I've. Do you think there's a huge future in that, especially as Arizona continues to grow?
And we are growing.
And you can visit your register to win your Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com/travelAZ. Our winner from Peoria this month is going to the Catalina Foothills and enjoying a stay at Hacienda del Sol. You can actually take sunset horseback rides, one of the four different options for trail rides. Their venue for food is praised by all. You guys have stayed there a number of years ago.
We have. It's charming.
And we'll have the owners on in 2 weeks talking about it. They've got a gift basket from Coyote Odies, along with free state parks passes, a bundle of Arizona Highway books and magazines. And you're driving your choice of Sanderson Ford from their demo lot. And you can enter to win now to go to Lake Havasu. We'll be drawing that winner here in just a couple of days. We draw on the 15th of every month. And you'll get to stay at the Nautical Beachfront Resort in Lake Havasu. That's only at rosieonthehouse.com/travelAZ.